lower, I guess.
Your right?
Yes.
And lower?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it almost, I mean, it was almost unbearable. So I don't know if that has a meaning or, but it was a, I mean, it was almost the whole time, and it kept getting more and more and more, and it was painful.
Yeah. Your soul got a little jolt. When I talked about this light that comes into the heart, that you have these subtle centers in consciousness, one of the questions when I sit with someone and I actually place everything that we did today in a person's heart, and so that when I sit with them, when we're finished, I ask them, was there any activity in your chest? And then I know if they were given a transmission or not. So I would say that's probably what happened to you.
Well, I feel a sense of gratitude.
Good. Remember. That's all I can say, is remember and return. I want to speak, though, about one thing, just so I don't give the wrong impression when I said the idea of those of you who broke rank. This particular way of sitting, you still sit in the tradition that you've been trained in. You still keep your teacher. You still do whatever work you're doing with your teacher in order to polish your heart and purify the soul. So that's not the rank that I'm talking about that maybe you broke with. It has more to do that you found the courage and the will to move into this particular quality of love that I call the unknown she. It was confusing in the beginning for a lot of people, and they had a lot of conflict. And so they just put a veil over what they received. Okay. Anything else?
I have a question.
Can I just... Do you remember the intention that was given to you the second time? You can sit with that if you want to. I mean, if you get the tape, I mean, this is yours to use now. It's been given to you. You were invited to the dance. You RSVP'd. You showed up. Learn how to tango. Waltz. Okay.
Yes, you spoke about the house where she resides. And when you were speaking about it, I almost wanted to respond a shot, yes, but there is a male outside this house. And then you said it because in my vision, there was a white house and there is this black male. He didn't have a sword, but, you know, I couldn't quite get past it, I think. Maybe I did, but it's not part of the vision. So I don't know how to work with that quite. How do you go beyond, so to speak?
This is another level of initiation. Like I said, a lot of people have gotten to the door. They see the house. They see, you know, because the male is to protect the female. That is one of the male's jobs. And so, like I said, four of them have come out. So once they leave the protection of the male, they're quite vulnerable, but they are there now. So, and your male was black? Is that what you said?
He looked like a sheikh, actually, but dressed in black.
Yeah. Oh, well, doesn't, I mean, it's uniquely different, whatever you're going to see, you know, whatever your conditioning has been. Perhaps the country you were born in and how, you know, in that particular collective, they understand the divine feminine or, you know, the divine male principle. So you just, you know, we're back to that be still, awake. You stay in that watchful, waiting state. Hear her singing heart, come to me, and but these particular intentions that I gave you, they're there so that you can use them if you want to go into the deep heart through the grace of accompaniment of she. But you're on your own in a way. This is that journey, you know, alone that you're going to have to do. She is a guide, though. There is, they want you to have a microphone, sorry.
Thank you very much. I found that very powerful, and I won't go into all the details, but there is a sense of going into the space where, at the final one, that I was able to go through, and I had to bake two buns, put them in the ashes, and then I went through into a bigger room where there was weaving great big looms of fire and water, and they seemed to be weaving the world, the trees and everything. And then I was on the mountaintop with my two buns, and it was time to go. It was just extraordinary.
Good.
I just wanted to share.
Good.
Thank you.
So this is a little bit of the taste that I was speaking about. In Sufism, you get a taste. If you're in your heart, you get a taste. It's what Sufism is about. You will get things, you know, self-disclosure. Things will be revealed to you from the deep. I'd be fascinated to know what happens with your two buns. I don't comment very often on things because you'll have your understanding of it. There is no analysis with all of this. You just sit with what's been given and you remember. And you had that on the third?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you might want to think about invoking
there's
as a practice. I mean, I don't know what your practice is, but if you don't, you know, the idea of invoking, call, you know, call, like this woman was doing, Allah.
Thank you very much. I was very moved when you said that after a long time there's now a light in the heart of women, and I wondered if you could say a little more about that, or it was just very moving to hear it.
Yeah, no, there just is. There isn't much to say, that they're actually starting to have the experience in their everyday life of the pure joy that she is, that comes with her wisdom, her beauty, and her goodness. Her pure glory. This is an intimate relationship. It has to do with nearness. In the silence of the night comes the unknown she, whispering sweetly, come dance with me. So there really has to be a connection, an affinity for this.
Thank you. Does she have a face?
Well, actually, I was supposed to speak about that at the very end. Another prayer. I pray that through your remembrance, that she will have a faith in what Sufism is to be in the West. Yes, she has a faith. Same as his. So if she is going to be present at the table, it's up to us. Otherwise, she won't be. Everything will be marginalized. She'll live on the outer circumference of your breast. You won't know her light.
Well, I was curious to, I guess, about the comment about, about your experience, about when you made reference to having to become male. I guess I just wanted to know what that meant.
Well, for me, like I said in the beginning, this work of the restoration of male and female principle, for me, the male represents truth and the female represents love. So I had to have the knowledge that truth offers to you. And so that's the easiest way for me to explain it to you. I had to understand the metaphysics of all of this. I had to learn to see what all of these levels were that you will pass through. I don't have to speak about them anymore because, thank goodness, but I did for years. I taught in the way of truth for many, many years. But now that I'm female again, I don't have to. I mean, I've had to for 10 years, but more and more. And one day we will all come into a room. I'll say, abide in the silence, be still awake, and we'll all drop into the silence. So we're not going to need all those stages of zikrs that, you know, you did last night. You will just abide in the silence. Hopefully in our lifetime, when we know each other on this plane, but maybe not.
I guess I was just sort of wondering about it, because
well, can I say something about your, that just came up? I didn't describe love.
Okay.
It transforms, reforms, forms, regenerates, restores. So do you see how this is not a teaching? Love is a transmission. Okay. Sorry about that.
I wondered, I brought up experience of just having had sort of what I would consider the deepest seeings in a the awareness of myself was not, you know, that of male or female. Like, none of that was
great
identified.
Great.
It was something else.
You already probably have a unitive consciousness then. You know, there's many, like I said, it's going to be unique for everyone what you experience. I mean, I had to go through all the things and understand in the way I did because, I mean, at the time I didn't know I was going to have to sit in this chair, but one day I would be sitting in a chair. So, yeah.
Thank you.
So, you know, sit in what has been given to you. Unless you feel nothing has been given to you, or you come and you sit and, you know, and you feel nothing with all this presence that's been with us all weekend, then you might want to be raising your hand right now. Okay. Anyone else? Oh. I have to do this again. So I need a few minutes because I have to change hats now. It was very nice sitting with all of you. Remember, she wants to be known. The hidden treasure, remember?